Okay, so whichever way the results go, one country is confident it will remain on the winning side, and that's India. New Delhi enjoys bipartisan support in the United States, something top ministers underlined during their recent visit there.
But this partnership is not without its own set of fault lines, and India's ties with Russia or the tensions over Sikh separatists. And let's also not forget, two of the candidates of the tickets, Harris and Vance, have Indian connections. Let's cross over now to Nia Punia, who is joining us live from New Delhi with more. So, Nia, what can you tell us? How closely are India watching this U.S. election?
Well, you know, the government, Julie, as well as business community leaders have been saying that irrespective of who wins this race to the White House, New Delhi is well poised to work with both candidates. And this, of course, is because of that bipartisan support that you mentioned. Increasingly, especially over the last one decade or so, we've seen several U.S. governments lean on India to try and balance China's influence in the Indo-Pacific. Whether it's equipping New Delhi militarily or, you know, advancing the sort of role that India has played strategically at forums like the Quad, India has seen its relationship with the U.S. grow from strength to strength. But there are some anxieties, especially among business, businesses and those outfits that export to the U.S. And this is primarily because Donald Trump, who seems to be the winning candidate so far, has said at various campaign rallies that if he wins, he will hit hard, calling India a big abuser of tariffs, even though we have seen in the last few years several American firms come to India, set up manufacturing lines here, to try and diversify their sourcing from China. Trump thinks India is still not doing enough when it comes to opening up its markets. He's also unhappy with the trade deficit, which is about $45 billion in India's favor. In 2019, despite his camaraderie with Prime Minister Modi, someone he has repeatedly referred to in this election as his good friend, Donald Trump had revoked a special system for Indian goods that were landing in the U.S. Without tariffs, and that system was never reinstated despite Biden winning the next election. So many businesses I've been speaking to are worried that if this is in fact going to be a Trump presidency, it's unclear what might happen with their exports going into the U.S., but the government, of course, downplaying those fears, saying India's not the same player it was, when Trump was last in the White House, and it's extensively expanded its manufacturing capabilities and access to its markets. So they're sounding a very confident note.
All right, Nia, thank you very much for that update. Nia Punia in New Delhi for us.